The Bible reading is written in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 25, and is to be found on page 1041 of the Church Bible. Luke, chapter 10, beginning at verse 25. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have had.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this lovely morning and for the time that we have had so far in here, Lord. Speak unto us yet again like you have done before. May your word continue to be a light in all our path. In Jesus' name, amen. It's always a joy to be part of the family of St. Patrick's here. Thank you for the opportunity you always grant many people out there to come and share the word with you. My name is Daniel from Seyan, Uganda, and it's a joy to share on this lovely serving Sunday here in your lovely church. We're going to share from this lovely parable, from the word that we have just shared, from the parable of the Good Samaritan, to see how can this parable speak on this Sunday, on this serving Sunday, when we want to remember, when we want to remind ourselves of the need to serve. This parable was written by Dr. Luke, a lovely person who was able to do a lot of many different things, but he gave himself a task led by the Holy Spirit to write an orderly account of what Christ had done. He dedicated the 24 chapters of his work as part one to describe what Jesus had done. He continued on later in the book of Acts to show part two of what Jesus continued to do with his disciples. But today, as we focus on this parable, chapter 10 of the Gospel of Luke, from verse 25, we want to see mainly three things. It is true, we can draw so many lessons on serving when we look at this parable. But today, I want to share only three lessons that stand out on this Serving Sunday. Luke wrote, and he said so many things, but in this parable, we see that Jesus used it as a tool to communicate something about serving. Jesus used this parable to speak to his disciples who had just gone out to serve so many other people. He had sent them out on a test mission to see how they can serve many others. And on return, they spoke so many things. And if you look at the passage right before this, there were 7 of them and they returned jubilating. Hey, Jesus, even the demons can hear what we say. They can respond. And he said, no, take it easy. It's not about them. You're only privileged that you've heard this word. So after that session, then a gentleman comes, a teacher of the law, and asks such a pertinent question. Hey, Christ, tell me, I want to know something so simple. But then it was really too hard for him. He came with an attitude, wanting to test Jesus. What did he ask? He wanted to know how to get eternal life, how to inherit eternal life. It's not because he wanted to. No, he wanted to test the knowledge of Christ. And it is very, very clear from verse 25. Since he was an expert of the law, Jesus reminded him, come on, you know the law. What does the law of Moses say? And he recited it. Simple. Love your neighbor and love yourself. Remember, Jesus knows it all. So he told him, go do exactly that. Anyway, he wanted to justify himself. He wanted to show that he is more knowledgeable. He wanted to know and to show everyone that he knew everything. He said, then tell me, who is my neighbor? Jesus began to tell the story of the Good Samaritan, which is a parable, which is a tool that can help us to see a lot about how we serve, how we come to maximize opportunities to serve. 3 things that are important. 1, it's about, this parable is about seeing that we don't need to justify ourselves. Jesus has done it for us. On this Serving Sunday, it's important to remember that justification comes from Jesus himself. Eternal life can only be gotten in the connection, in that connectivity with Jesus Christ. This gentleman thought he can work through the law to inherit eternal life. It's only by the grace of the Lord that he can be justified. That atoning work that he did, that going on the cross to die, that way of giving himself up in love for you and me, that is what we need to connect to, the atoning work of Jesus Christ. He served us. Jesus came and served men and women, served everyone that we can have the opportunity to share eternal life through him. Serving means we connect to what Christ has really done for us. The greatest work there is that has ever been done in any Christian world has been done by Jesus Christ himself. On this Serving Sunday, St. Patrick's, may you remember, friends, that the death of Christ is the greatest work there has ever been. That's why we come to celebrate day and night. That's why we celebrate with songs. That's why we celebrate with music. We celebrate in every way. We serve because Christ has served us first. The second thing, beautifully, about this parable is we can see that it calls us to maximize every blessing that is available to serve others. Those opportunities that we maximize to serve others. In the parable, Jesus said, this man was moving from Jericho. And then he went off. As he went, he thought possibly everything was going to be right. But in this story, as he headed toward Jericho, he fell under robbers. Robbers, you know, hit him. This is a story we connect to so much in Africa because it is very common as we go to hard to reach areas. Areas like refugee camps. You know, you have to go through a number of places in order to get there to serve those people. It is sacrificial in a sense, and it is a joy. It is a joy to serve those friends. But this particular person moved out of Jerusalem, heading to Jericho to serve, and he fell under robbers. Who could help him? In the parable, Jesus says, come on, a priest came and passed by. Then later, a Levite came and passed by. But a Samaritan man found this gentleman. When he found him, what did he do? He left everything else. Possibly he could have looked at his cloak. He could have been so late for whatever business was yet to do. But he spared some time, a very little time, to take care of this gentleman. He took him to a place where he could get hospitality. He even went ahead to pay the bills. Friends, on this serving Sunday, how do we look at opportunities to serve? Opportunities to serve others. Opportunities to put ourselves in the shoes of other people. It is a joy always to live a life that is selfless, giving ourselves to others, using our talents, our abilities, every skill we've been given, and every potential that lives in us. On this serving Sunday, it's important to remember, opportunities to serve others are so many. Very many. You may not have a special talent, may be not a special skill, but there is something for you. To serve means there is a place for everybody in the comfort of your home, through the work that you do. Here at church, there are all opportunities for us to serve at different levels. In the Bible, we see so many people who are so selfless in their service. The list is endless, but I'll mention just a few. Look at the prophets. Many of them did not live any comfortable life. But in order to take salvation to others, they were a mirror through whom all Israel would see that God wanted Israel to be a serving community to others. Not only the prophets, go back, the man like Moses, he grew up in a palace, but he was called to go and serve selflessly. People like Samuel had to give up every social life for the service of many other people. Brethren, maximizing the opportunity to serve others is a very unique thing to do. As Christians, as believers, as church men and women, I encourage you today, appreciate that opportunity to serve other people on this serving Sunday. In the same parable, we see that it helps us to recognize the worth of other people. Through serving, we get the opportunity of recognizing the worth of other people as we do serve. Serving is what life is all about. Giving back to others from what God has given us through our talents, our skills, our time, every potential that the Lord bestows on us. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, it is so clear. The Samaritan recognized the worth of this gentleman who had, you know, gotten in the face of the robbers. Every bad thing had been done unto him, but he was still worthy. As we serve in various capacities, may we remember to recognize the worth in other people. That time when we smile on the door while ushering in other people. That is a wonderful way to serve others. That time when we share a cup of coffee, when we share a cup of tea with another person, it is a time of serving them. That time when we work with the children so that they can grow in their faith, it's recognizing that they are worthy of sharing the gospel with. That time when we come and serve others. I just imagine the people who do a lot of work to make sure that this place is comfortable enough for us to come and worship. It's a way of serving others. Friends, the parable of the Good Samaritan should challenge us to see on this serving Sunday, how are we maximizing opportunities to serve others? And how are we recognizing the worth in other people? This is the gist of Christianity. Goodness is the only way we invest forever, by doing good to others as we serve them as believers. We cannot live by ourselves. We cannot live by just ourselves. No, but by serving others, we extend the love of Christ unto other people. The priest, the Levite, wanted to justify themselves. But we cannot justify ourselves only in what Christ has done. Then we can have a demonstration, and then we can be able to relate unto it. Friends of St. Patrick's, I challenge you this morning, through this parable on this serving Sunday, may we remember that Christ has opened up the doors for us to serve many people out there. In this Good Samaritan law, it is so simple. It is service beyond self, service above others. I love the Rotary world. In the Rotary world, they have this norm, service above self. You serve in terms of time. You serve in terms of everything God has given you. And incidentally, they draw that from the Christian teaching of serving others. On this serving Sunday, brethren, remember, Christ has given it all up for us. It's an opportunity that we can learn to serve others with the abilities, with the potential that the Lord has granted us. Don't forget, through serving, we recognize the worth of other people. When we do so, the glory goes back to God. The love of God is at display for the world to see that we serve a one and only, unique and everlasting God through nothing else, but through serving other people. May God bless you this morning. Thank you so very much. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this lovely family of St. Patrick's on this serving Sunday. It's an opportunity to remember that we have been gifted differently, yet you have called us to maximize opportunities to serve as many as possible and recognize how wonderful they are worthy before you. May you be our God and our Creator in all ways, that we will not justify ourselves, but we shall draw unto you for the work that you have done, and that we will be able, Lord Father, to remember that it's an opportunity to share who we are with others. Thank you for the parable of the Good Samaritan, and thank you for this wonderful tool that teaches us about serving. We bless you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.